Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Hey, this is Paul Lisnick in for Lisa Dent, our last hour together. I'm so glad you've been with me this afternoon. I assume you've been with me this whole afternoon, everybody. And you want comedy tonight? You go to Second City. I've always loved Second City, but you know, now it's like I can't miss an opening, a show. I just love what I'm going to say you guys do, and I can say you guys because our WGN listeners will now learn that pretty much the entire Second City cast of the show, Oh, the Places You'll Glow, you're all here. You're in studio. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, but we're out of time. We're out of time. So I've got to move on to my next guest.
Sweet. Thanks for having us.
And right. Outro. Oh,
good. By the way, I will say that at 5:30, I'm going to be joined by Jeff Hiller from the show Somebody Somewhere on HBO, if you guys watch that show. He's coming to do some stand-up comedy, and he also played a murderer in American Horror Story.
Oh, you pointed right at me.
So, yes, I pointed right at you. Hey, so let me tell everybody who's here. This is the cast of Oh, the Places You'll Glow, except for one person, Claudia, who couldn't be with us. But that's okay. But joining us is Brittany Yawn and Megan Babb and Jordan Savusa and Layla Gorstein and Tim Metzler. And you and I go back, Tim. We've got some history there. So welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us back.
So this current show, and I'll start with you, Brittany, by asking a question. When you come up with this show, this title, Oh, the Places You'll Glow, there are references to it in the show. But what comes first? Like all the stuff and then, oh, we need a name? Or is it like, we have this name, now let's figure out what goes with it?
It's the stuff first, I would say, or more of a concept. We kind of workshop everything first and then the title comes a little bit later.
Okay. Yeah. And let me come to you, Jordan, because I've seen you perform in other shows there before. You're kind of crazy.
Oh.
And that's a
Paul, you're saying the right thing. Great.
But then the question is, you know, because I know people, like, you know, people go, I want to take classes at Second City. Mm-hmm. And they should, and it's great fun. So I'm going to guess, I'll just start with you, but it wasn't that you said, oh, I'm not funny, I'm not interested, but I think I'll take a class at Second City. You kind of have to be born with a little kookiness, don't you? The fun?
Oh, you know, I'd say the kookiness helps, but I also think that, you know, the interest in what we want to do matters more. Because so many people come to the Second City to want to do something that's, you know, fun. So the funny is already inherently there. You just have to learn how to do it.
Yeah, well, that's true. So skills can be learned. Mm-hmm. And Tim, you've been in a lot of shows. The thing is, there are several stages at Second City. So there's the main stage and the et cetera and all these kind of things. Is it a growing process? Like, did you say, oh, I started here and I work my way up? Is that the process for people who are at Second City?
Absolutely. I think when people talk about their time at Second City, they say, oh, I began by taking classes, or I came in and I did a summer immersion. Second City has so many paths in which people kind of come in together. But eventually, you all try and travel together. You try and tour on the touring company, and you try and get onto these stages, the ETC or the main stage. And there is, I think you do have colleagues that you make, and you're like, yeah, I know you from this touring group or that touring group, and that's sort of your badge of honor, is that who you traveled with or who you had a stage with.
And it's kind of fun. And I always feel like, and it's just my thought, I mean, when I go to a certain show, I'm like, okay, I'm seeing people kind of graduated through some steps here. I mean, everybody's great. It's just, but you kind of tell, and you can sort of look and go, okay, this one's ready for SNL. By the way, Layla, is that a goal? Like, is SNL a goal?
Why just me?
Because I like you.
I think that SNL would be really fun, but I love getting regular sleep. I love sleeping 8 hours a night. I think, honestly, any sort of television opportunity would be freaking awesome.
Or radio.
Yeah, like that would be great.
Or radio, like you're here.
I like radio, but look at my face, Paul. Look at this face.
Do you realize that everybody, they all have Britney Spears in their head now, you know, and going like that or something like that? I don't know. I couldn't pick her out in a lineup, to be honest with you. It was up to me. And so, Megan, do you like, is it about the performing that gets you going? Because you're all right as well, right? Mm-hmm. You're all part of this process. So is it like, let me do the writing part, or is it like, yeah, let's get through this. I want to get on stage.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different for all of us. I definitely get a ton of satisfaction. Like, still, even though our show's been open over a month now, almost 2 months. Oh my God, almost 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm falling through.
Well, that happened in the last 5 seconds,
yeah,
apparently.
Exactly.
Come back to us, Megan. Come back to us.
3 months in 5 seconds.
But there's always something satisfying about being like, that thing I wrote is getting a laugh. Like, I wrote this, I worked on it, I carved this out, it's getting a laugh. That always feels so good. But obviously, as an improviser, like, one of the biggest highs is just, yeah, to be on stage, like, one-on-one with the audience, like, in the moment, having it happen.
And, of course, so much of this depends on your interaction with the audience. So in the show that I saw, and you did a bit with Claudia, where you talk about it. So you sort of play a Chicago Italian mafioso?
Like the mob tour sort of Chicago.
The mob tour. That's right. It's really the mob tour. And you ask a bunch of questions, which, by the way, I have to ask the history piece. You asked whether or not Deep Dish, I'm not giving away, you know, anything away, but you asked whether Deep Dish likes the most popular, you know, and I'm like, yeah, it is. And then the answer was, can I say that? I'll ruin one thing. The answer, well, I'm always careful about what I say because I don't want to give anything away. I once interviewed the cast of Dear Evan Hansen, and I said, anything I shouldn't say? And they said, well, don't say that Connor dies. I said, he dies in the first 30 seconds of the show. What am I giving away? But that said, so when I forgot the question, but that said, the answer was that no, Deep Dish is the most popular. Is that actually legitimate research?
I don't know if it's research. Okay. I guess it's like, I think it's like, well, because the question is like, do Chicagoans, real Chicagoans eat Deep Dish? And we say no. The only time a real Chicagoan eats Deep Dish is when we got friends in from out of town. Because I do feel like in the Chicago lexicon, it makes it seem like maybe Chicagoans eat Deep Dish for breakfast every day or once a week. And my experience of it as someone who's lived in Chicago for over a decade is that anytime I have friends in, I'm like, okay, now we got to go do this thing.
I love it. All right. The show is All the Places You'll Glow. Welcome back to WGN Radio. This is Paul Lisnick in for Lisa Dent. All right, this is an unfair thing I did to you all as you listen to that clip. First of all, does anybody know, there's a reason I picked it, does anybody know who that first voice was?
I feel like Jordan.
No, I recognize the voice. I don't know who it is. I've heard that. What is that?
You've heard the bit. I'll tell you what it is. But first, the voice is that of Steve Carell.
Oh.
And the bit, as short as it was, not that you'd know this, but that was his graduation presentation. That he did when he graduated from Second City. So that was Carell at the end. So, I mean, Tim, do you go through graduation like what Steve did? You go, yeah, that was me too?
Yes. Most people that go to Second City that really want to make comedy their career, or they want to use comedy in their career, maybe it's not specifically comedy, they typically go through Second City's conservatory, which is a full year.
Which
he did. He did. Like, famously so. There's a number of clips and stuff that you can see. I believe they're on YouTube. I think on Second City.
They are. That's where I found that, yeah.
There, and it's really amazing because you can see, like, oh, he's not the powerhouse he eventually became, but he was very funny even from the beginning. And you can kind of see over time how a person becomes this really great comedian. A person can be funny, but at Second City, they learn how to become a comedian. And I think that's what's really special. I believe all of us are graduates of the conservatory program.
Yeah, raise your hand if you're not. Okay. So I'm so by the way, I'm sitting with the, I wanted to point somebody out if I had. I'll do what I have to do. Yeah, who isn't a graduate? I am sitting with the cast of Second City show of All the Places You'll Glow. And I'm going to skip the introductions. We'll just talk because I want to use all of our time. But let me come to you, Brittany Yon. You know, the audience is so important to you. In every Second City show, the audience is critical. And so the night I saw it, a couple of audience members joined in. And to me, their answers were like, oh, God, that's boring and that's dumb. And then you guys make them brilliant, which made me wonder when you get an ad. For example, when I saw it, where are you from? West Chicago. And then the question was, actually, anyways, you, Jordan. And the question was, okay, but where in West Chicago? And the answer was, no, that's the name. It's West Chicago. And what do? I do crafts. Now, I'm giving that away because that was just that night. That won't happen again. That was just night. So my question for you is, do you, like, when an audience member has something, I call that boring, okay? I'm calling that boring. So when an audience member says something boring like that, do you go, oh, no, this is even better. I love it. Or do you want to have somebody just go, like, my collection is I pet animals. I don't know, something kooky.
No, I think whatever is honest to them, because that's what's going to be fun for everyone in the room, right? Like, whatever is honest to that person, like, oh, she likes doing crafts? Okay, like, let's play with that. I think what's fun is that we can always find something to play with, you know?
And Megan, do you learn, like, are there people in the audience, I'm sure not everybody wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
So are there people you look at and just go, I'm just going to avoid that person? Can you read that?
A little bit, yeah. I think you can tell, you know, they don't make eye contact or they're turning their body, you know, like all the typical signs of like, oh, this person does not want anything to do with me right now.
Right. Well, Jordan, let's have something to do with Jordan right now.
Yeah, she's not looking at me. So, for the record, Paul, West Chicago is a suburb.
It is.
It's west of Wheaton. way west of Chicago.
Called West Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a good name for it.
I needed everyone to know that. Because I know it now.
So when she said, and you asked what her favorite thing was, or I think whatever it was,
a hobby.
Yeah, so yeah. When she said crafts, again, I'm like, okay, that's clearly a West Chicago thing. I don't know. But so when you hear that, I just want to know what happens. Because obviously you don't know what you're going to get. She's not set up. She could have said anything. And then you all get involved all through the show. It just keeps coming up. Okay, again, I'm trying not to give a lot away, but do you hear that? Is your mind twirling, or do you have certain things? I know what I'll do. No matter what they say.
Whatever they say, they give it to us, and I'm personally excited to get something that we've never heard before.
Had you heard crafts before?
Actually, no.
I don't think we had.
That was the first time.
Because nobody does that. Who does? Watch, I'm going to get a bunch of texts now. Crafts are lovely. They're lovely. You should do them. It's fine.
Yeah, like what Brittany was saying, it's like something personal from their lives, and then we just give it life to however we do it. And we go through that improvisation, just trying to figure it out while we're on stage. And that's like the best feeling. And like the audience is with us too, because they know that we're making it up right as we're
exactly
saying it.
And by the way, Layla, not everything lands right. Sometimes you come up with a line and I don't mean, why did I come to you? I asked you about do you ever give a line you're kind of like, okay, I tried, that wasn't great?
Totally. There was one time where we got anime as the hobby.
Oh, okay.
And it was really hard to come up with anime jokes because I was conflicted between either making a joke that would get me canceled, or I just didn't know enough about anime. So both things really were making me panic.
Now, by the way, Megan, you also do a little thing. It's part of that mafia thing, but you kind of pick on people in the audience. There are different things that go on, and maybe not unknowingly, but your partner in crime in that moment, Claudia, happened to look at me, referred to me as that guy in glasses. I had glasses on there, post-cataract
cool
surgery. You know how that is.
No, we're talking about the glasses.
And then she said something else after that. Do you remember what that line was?
Oh, my God, no. I do feel like she did talk about how cool you looked, because I do feel like the glasses
were
cool.
That wasn't it. No, what she said was, and you took this like a grandpa.
That was Layla that said that.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
Okay, Layla, I'm turning your mic. I have the power to turn your mic.
I guess that's why you're
on.
Really coming for me now, huh?
Oh, wow. And I thought,
you've got lines that don't land, Layla. <That's right>.
Yeah, see that? See how that's right? Well, so here's the thing. So,
no, I really take it back. You can't assume that all people are grandpas. I learned a huge lesson that night, and I'm really sorry.
Yeah, that's because when I met you after the show, I said, I'm going to have a microphone in a few days.
And I know. And I haven't slept since that moment.
And I control the board. So it's one of the, and by the way, nobody can hear you right now. I shut your mic off.
You're right. I have no voice.
But I will say there is something cute. And if Claudia had been with us, she's not. But something else cute that shows. I did bring, this is actually one of mine, but I was going to present you with an Oscar for that comment and award. You actually can't have this because this is actually an award of mine. But I can't give it to you. But you know what I'm referring
Well, the only reason I called you a grandpa was because I felt so familial with you. You felt like someone that really would be my grandpa.
And I was perfectly fine with it. It was totally, totally good. But of course, the Oscar for that show, it makes an appearance in that show, doesn't it? Not on your line, but on that.
Yes, for Claudia, yeah.
Right. And it happens a couple of times. How important is the repetition? Because there's bits that they're sort of funny, and they just keep showing up. Not everything, but they keep showing up later. And it's a blast.
I think that it's symbolic of what the show really is. And it's that you will never see it coming. You will not see the Oscar trophy coming. If you come see all the places you go, you will not see it coming. And in every single scene, you won't see the twist that happens. That's what makes it special. Because, yes, life is a journey, just like the show. But you're not going to see what we're going to do with it. Just like the suggestion you may give us will be boring, but we will make it into a magical thing.
Yeah, and Jordan, you have a song in the show. It's about COVID, and one would think, oh, can we do that yet? Whatever. But it's hysterical. And you basically, it's your way of just kind of letting it still here.
Yeah, it's still here. We're all still dealing with it. We're all in a theater just trying to enjoy ourselves. And then we just have to remember
that somebody next to us could be coughing.
Yeah, there we go. I won't say it, but thank you so much.
I think the cool thing about the repetition thing of throughout the show is that it's like you get to create an inside joke with the audience every single show based off of whatever it might be. If we have this hobby that's crafts and it comes back later, then everyone is in on the joke together, and it's only unique to that one show.
And the other thing that's great, by the way, Brittany, is there's a lot of political talk and stuff, but it's not like you're not offending anybody. I mean, this show has a little bit about MSNBC and Fox, whatever, but it doesn't matter what your political views are. You just kind of go with the flow. It's fun.
Yeah, for sure. It's just here. just like, hope you like it.
Picked up a little guy, yeah. who's sitting right down front, listening to all that kind of stuff. Well, I got to say, and by the way, a compliment to on the food for everything, because just the food and the drinks. I know, I mean, you guys are probably drinking backstage before you come on, but for those of us out front, man, it's just, Layla, no, we're not. I was kidding. But no, it's just amazing. It's like, you know, just go have dinner there, because it's just great. The food is, it's a new menu, by the way. I noticed it's a brand new menu. I brought my own peanut butter. No, I'm kidding.
But it was just what'd you get?
Absolutely it's amazing. I had the Italian beef sandwich.
Perfect for that bit.
So really, really nicely done. So I really, really like that. And it's just, what a great night. It's like, just, it's not just like take your friends who are tourists here. I mean, I go there all the time because it's just great. And it's great every single time. And congratulations. I mean, you guys are just so funny.
Thank you.
You have great senses of humor, even when I try and throw something at you. But you're good. Lila, whose mic is off. I'm so sorry about that. So thank you all. Definitely do not miss all the Second City shows, but you definitely want to see the places you'll glow. Kind of on an open run, still playing, right?
So yeah.
Tickets at secondcity.com. Secondcity.com. Mm-hmm. It couldn't get any easier than that. And Second City, I mean, it started here, man. This is like a home for it. This is like a big deal. And congratulations, you guys are immensely talented.
Thank you so much for being with me.
And I know what you all want to do is graduate to the point of being able to do news. And so with my thanks for you being here from Second City, secondcity.com.